What is going on, men? It's your boy, Crimson. You know... Jesus, sorry. Thought I got it all out. You know what trips me out? So, this is a video of the French shaving the heads of women that were Nazi sympathizers and collaborators. Women who slept or shared or participated with Nazis. Right? Do you want to know why these women didn't fucking fight back and rebel? Is because they knew that men back then would fucking shame them. Look, there's a military fucking, a French Foreign Legionnaire right there in the audience. I don't know if you see him. But he's right there by her legs on the left-hand side. Let's go back a little. I don't know if you see that guy in the background. The girl in the center, in the black. But on her right, over her right shoulder is a guy with a shotgun. I guarantee that if that bitch tried to act out of line, he'd punch her right in her fucking face. Or put two in her fucking chest. And look at, all those men are fucking smiling their asses off. You know what's really funny? Remember that scene in, Band of Brothers that I played like not too long ago, where in Holland, they landed in Holland, they were shaving the heads of fucking female Nazi sympathizers. Guess what the Nazis were doing? The Nazis were shaving the heads of women that were collaborating with the Allies. So this wasn't just popular with one side of the field. The French were the first ones to do it. Because they knew that women back then cherished and prized their beauty and their looks. And the only way to put them in their place and to show them a little humility is to remove and strip from them the very thing that they prized. My dad used to pull that bullshit on me. He used to take away my deodorant, my toothbrush, my comb, all kinds of shit. Just to get me to capitulate. But the difference is that my dad used to get me to capitulate for stupid fucking bullshit. Like getting me to clean his fucking mess. And I don't even want to hear this shit about like, oh, you were living under his roof. Dude, he never paid the rent. Everybody else was paying his rent. I had to fucking scavenge and fight for my food. When he kicked me out, I had to fucking sleep around in order to have a place to fucking have like a roof over my head. Sleeping with chicks that I would never fucking dare dream of sleeping with today. And some fucking nice ones, don't get me wrong. But once that fucking word got around that I was sleeping around just to have a place to sleep, that was it. Your boy was done. So I didn't fucking do it out of fun because I wanted to. It was out of necessity. Being a hobosexual isn't exactly like the life of luxury that people think. But in any case, I often see these videos. Like, what a time we live in today. Feminists shave their head because they know that men cherish and prize that very femininity. And the sympathizers that sympathize with these women, you know what I mean? That sympathize with these females, they celebrate these women that fucking dye their armpits, fucking dye their leg hair. See what I'm saying? Like, they do outlandish, disgusting fucking things. And it's gotta be, like, it's gotta be teal. It has to be fucking teal. Can't be any other fucking color but teal. But the more I look at this shit, right? I look at the films from the past, and men just handled fucking work. They just handled shit. They didn't bother to deal with it. Like, they didn't give a fuck about a woman's feelings, what she cared about, if it upset her. If, oh my gosh, like, if this is gonna bother anybody, they didn't give a flying fuck back then. And suddenly here we are. We're at this point, right? Where we're supposed to accept this. We're supposed to swallow this, deal with this. And the punishment for assaulting somebody is just far beyond, like, dude, they take it far worse out on you than they do on them. Which is absolute bullshit. Those women, they do bitch time. I mean fucking bitch time for assault. Oh no, they were convicted. Yeah, but what? How much time did they serve? It was days served plus community service. Well, what about the guy? Oh yeah, he's doing days served plus 2 months. It's the exact same amount of time. Like, she's got to do 2 months of community service, right? Because that equals out to 2 months of that guy having to sleep on a fucking bench next to fucking five other dudes and not be, and have being told what to do, being told to take his shit off, having to be strip searched every fucking day. And cops know that that's not the same. They fuck with you when they do that. But somehow we're supposed to accept this. Somehow we're supposed to accept these women that just fucking run their mouths and show their shit to our kids, right? Everybody's over here talking about fucking Pokemon, and I'm like, what the fuck does she have anything to do with what the fuck is going on today? I have no idea who the fuck or what the fuck she stands for. I don't really give a shit. But from what I've seen, she's a narcissistic piece of shit who gaslights people. Who says one thing and does another. She's like worse than Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate has blatantly said in all of his fucking videos that he human trafficked people. And he boasts about it, he gloats about it, he's like, I did this, I did that. There's video evidence of this motherfucker coming out and saying that, and yet this guy still fucking denies it. And he blames the Matrix, a phantom. And, dude, everybody that stood by him, I've quoted him on two occasions, maybe even four occasions. But I never stood by that guy because I just didn't see what the thrill was. I don't see, like, I don't understand what was so thrilling about him other than he's just out there fucking running his mouth. Just another PUA. Just another guy addicted to sex. No different. All he did was just get a whole bunch of money, which gave him the bravery to run his fucking mouth, honestly. But the more I see these videos, the more I realize, like, dude, these motherfuckers were right. These motherfuckers had it down. These guys, they didn't fuck around, dude. These people knew that these women need to be disgraced in front of everybody. Everybody needed to know who the fuck they were fucking with. Who the fuck is in their town. Back then, they I don't even want to hear that. Oh, it was a different time back then. It's like everything's gone in reverse. The more modern we become, the more women are pedestalized, the more they're championed, the more they're praised. For fucking what? For doing what we do? It's embarrassing. They run around patting themselves on the fucking back for doing the same fucking shit that we do as men. And they think that, like, oh yeah, you were patted on the back, blah 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 blah. No, I fucking wasn't. You know what I got for all that hard work that I did, that I struggled for? Fucking homelessness. My family does not like fucking, they don't like men, dude. They like you when you're young. They like you when you're little. As soon as you hit 18, they don't want anything to do with you. They're done with you. They fucking discard your ass. Because that cuteness, to them, it melts the fuck away. My uncle sounds just like fucking, like, what's his name? He sounds just like Leonardo DiCaprio. He's like, yeah, once you hit 21, that's it. Like, I want nothing to do with you. But somehow or another, he seems to hang out with all my female cousins who somehow have all this fucking drama to talk about. It's just nothing but fucking feverish drama. Just bullshit. And I think to myself, bro, my uncle wasn't the man that I thought he was when I grew up. Like, he led a whole bunch of young men for what? Like, I dare even think, like, he was fucking sexually attracted to him. That's what the fucking problem was. Because he doesn't communicate with his students, like, once they reached an older, mature age. Like, one of his students, he was, what, 13 years old when he went to go live with us? For years, this motherfucker lived with us. Till he was 23. That's a long fucking time for a dude to be living with us. And my uncle bought him a phone, he bought him clothes, he bought him all this shit. And the moment that I needed help, oh, sorry, I'm all tapped out. Like, then why the fuck is this guy living with us? Who the fuck is he? Why is this random guy just living with us? It made no fucking sense. And do you think that guy comes around to the family functions? No. He's in and out of prison. He fucking joined the Marine Corps and then ended up getting dropped literally after he got out of basic. Didn't even go to infantry school. He got fucking popped for dogfighting. He was breeding fucking pit bulls so that they can fight. To everybody, that's right up there with fucking child molestation for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it's like murdering a pregnant woman, child molestation, and rape are like right up there with fucking dogfighting. Me personally, fuck, dude. I don't give a rat's ass. Like at the way that everything is going in life, I'm starting to fucking become very misogynistic, and I'm starting to get to the point where I don't give a fuck what happens to women, innocent or not. How many fucking times have we told women to stay the fuck away from certain places? Don't walk at night, or don't walk alone at night. Try to fucking get a ride. Try to do this. Try to do that. Like my ex, hey, don't go to that bar. You might get raped because there's a bunch of gang members there, and there's a bunch of, nah, it's fine. She almost gets fucking sexually assaulted in the parking lot. And I told her, as soon as she fucking told me the next morning, I was just like, what the fuck did I tell you? And here's the thing. I told her straight out to her face, if you would have gotten raped, I wouldn't have fucking taken you back. I would have broken up with you right then and there. Like, what? And I was like, yeah, because one, you've been fucked by another guy. And two, I told you not to fucking go. So you disgust me on two levels. And you went anyway, and it almost happened, and I don't feel sorry for you. I almost wish it did happen. You're kind of a piece of shit. The more I tried to protect my relationship, the more she disobeyed. And the more I stopped giving a fuck. The more I started to just repel, stay away, the less I wanted to have interactions. You want to fuck? Yeah, no problem. You can come over. We could fuck. But I don't want anything to do with your family. I don't give a shit about birthdays. I don't give a shit about any of that. I just want to be left the fuck alone. Unless you want to fuck. But other than that, like, after we're done fucking, you gotta go. I don't want to hear anything about, oh, my family's having a get-together. I don't want to hear it. Like, I stop fucking caring. And I'm getting to that point now where I'm realizing, like, you know what, dude? Women do the bare fucking minimum, and they're just running around patting themselves on the back fucking celebrating. For fucking what, dude? The houses are in turmoil. There is no one there to protect the kids. There was no one there to discipline them. There is no one there to give them direction. There is no one there trying to fucking guide these kids because these women are so fucking proud of going to the office and working for another man rather than working for the man that they have at home. Unfucking real. No, I'd rather serve some other motherfucker, not you. Then why the fuck are we together? Well, it's, you know, rent's expensive. And they don't want to bring themselves to say it. Do you remember when the economy crashed, when that fucking black fucking president took over? Obama? I forget his name. He has a fucking weird name. When Obama fucking took over, the economy fucking crashed, and I was like, wow, big surprise. And then he's like, oh, I inherited this. The economy was already going to be fucking crashing. Then I brought it back. I brought it back when Trump came into office. I'm gay. Sorry. I have to do it. I am Barack Obama. I'm gay. So this fucking piece of shit takes over. The economy crashes. And then everyone started shacking up, and they used Facebook to do it. I don't know if you guys remember that, but everybody was in a fucking relationship, or at least during my time, because they couldn't afford rent. It fucking sucked. And dude, during that time, for me, trying to find a job was nearly impossible. Like, for me, trying to find a job was impossible because nobody was hiring fucking men at that time. They were only hiring women because women could be easily pushed, controlled, pushed to the limit to a certain extent, and they would never ask for overtime or never ask for a raise. They would never complain because they were just happy to be there. And guys, they would slave their asses off for hours and say, like, hey, dude, if you want me to do this extra shit, I want fucking more pay. Oh, well, you're going to be making time and a half. You know what? I want to be making time and a half the whole fucking 8 hours. And my fucking overtime. How about that? You want me to go at lightning speed to restock all these fucking shelves and we're short-staffed? I can fucking do it, but I need more pay. Oh, yeah, we can't do it. Oh, well, then I can't go faster, man. I fucking used to hear that shit all the time, and I'd laugh my ass off. And sure enough, an entire Target full of fucking women that couldn't get their shit together. The whole fucking store was in disarray. But guess what? They were fully staffed with a bunch of chicks. Fucking shit all over the floor. Fucking everything. Like, dude, the register was always packed. And then they would have the guys working a night crew, trying to fix the store as best as possible. to unfuck the situation that the women did. All right, you're done restocking. Cool. Go fix the aisles. That shit to me was fucking hilarious because I was like, you know what? I don't want to be taken advantage of like that. I just want to do my one job and my one job only. I don't want to do any of that bullshit. And then that's when I found logistics. Working at a warehouse just fucking palletizing merchandise for customers. That was it. Oh, that's all you had to do. And the more units you had, the more ability, like the more hours they unlocked for you. Like, okay, hey, you know what? You want to take on another unit? We'll give you another hour. However many units you want to do, you could do up to fucking 4 units after your 8 hours. Sometimes I'd get sneaky and do an extra 2. Right? So, I mean, it blows my fucking mind. I see these types of videos, and then I think to myself, what the fuck happened? What happened to us? Why did we let women fucking dictate to us how they're gonna run the show? Like fucking society is goddamn collapsing. I'm all for welcoming the fucking pain. But goddamn, dude. This is like slow. It sucks. Like, I think, dude, at some point we need to start fucking pulling that shit. Just grabbing these fucking chicks and, like, just shaving them fucking bald. You know what? You're a feminist? Alright, here you go. Fucking zzz, all that shit off. There you go. And then when they start shaving their fucking, and then when they start shaving their fucking heads to avoid getting their heads already shaved off, like, there you go. They did the hard work for us. Now you can identify the fucking feminists and who not to fuck, you know, here's the thing. For as much as they hate skinheads, they try so hard to look like skinheads, don't they? They try so hard to look tough. There's nothing fucking gayer than watching a fat feminist that's bald. It's like watching the Pillsbury Doughman. Like, there is nothing tough about you, dude. You look like a fucking idiot. You look embarrassing. There's nothing scary about you. There's nothing tough about you. I am not intimidated. As a matter of fact, I feel challenged. Like, I want to fuck you up. And I know that I can. And dude, here's the thing. When Nazis used to fucking shave the heads of the ally sympathizers, they would get it done at gunpoint. They had no fucking choice. These women, it's like, yeah, we know what we did. You know? And they just took it. And those fucking Nazi women, they were like, oh yeah, well, we're going to put up a fight. And the Nazis are like, no, you're not. Or those, you know, the German women are like, yeah, we're going to put up a fight. And the fucking Nazis are like, no, you're fucking not. You're going to sit fucking still and you're going to take this shit and you're going to take it deep. I don't know, man. Something to think about. Guard your heart.